talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hold on. I got to make sure I'm using the proper woke terminology here. I was trying to send out a quick tweet there via X, and then I was like, oh, man, the show's going to start here in 30 seconds. I could have hit send on what I already typed up, but I'm like, no, I want to use the proper woke terminology. Here's the start on this tweet that I was trying to send here. We've got a great opportunity for 60 University of Montana students. Well, frankly, you don't even have to be one of those 60 University of Montana students who are out there, you know, chanting your anti-Semitic chants at your pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rally on the UM campus. Any student out there could benefit from this free scholarship money that's now available to you, by the way. Thanks to Greg Franks in Billings. He sent me this ZeroHedge.com story here. So apparently, Iran is offering free scholarships to U.S. students. So especially if you're somebody who gets expelled or faces repercussions for harassing or threatening or intimidating Jewish students on American college campuses, well, Iran has scholarship money just waiting for you. But I had to get the woke terminology right here. So the tweet I was getting ready to send says this: great opportunity for 60 University of Montana students, free scholarships to U.S. students in Iran. But then I had to pull up this liberal news article from the Montana Free Press, the liberal Montana Free Press. They were describing the Students for Justice in Palestine that were taking part in that protest on the University of Montana campus. Here's how Linnea describes their group here. Linnea, the student organizer, said Students for Justice in Palestine includes Jewish, queer, and indigenous students and stands against anti-Semitism. Then why were you chanting from the river to the sea? And they reject the assertion that anti-Zionism is the same thing. All these queer students that were at the, as they described themselves, that were at this pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rally on the University of Montana campus. If you didn't know, here you go. Scholarship money is just sitting there waiting for you. I'm sure you would absolutely love the college environment in Iran. Just keep those face masks while you're at it. And those headscarves, yeah, you're definitely going to want those. And the whole queer thing, well, you're on your own with that one. You're going to have to explain that one to the proper authorities when you show up in Iran. But anyway, there you go. All right. Big news out of the Flathead Valley. Illegal aliens from Venezuela reportedly dumped in Kalispell. We've got confirmation from the sheriff and much more to follow here on Montana Talks. I'll give you the highlights of the full update that I shared on our Montana Talks website yesterday afternoon as the news broke.
Securing America.
President Biden's Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, tells senators cyber attacks skyrocketed by 74% in 2023. She says the likelihood of a single attack having widespread impact still remains low, but
the increased number of attacks and the actors' willingness to access and manipulate these control systems increases the collective odds that at least one could have a more significant impact.
Haines says many of the attacks are simple in nature, targeting weak passwords and weak networks. The director stressed to the Senate Armed Services Committee the need for those in charge of critical infrastructure to improve cybersecurity. The most recent defense budget included an increase in hiring and training for the Cyber Service Academy. President Biden's defense budget request includes $14.5 billion for cyberspace. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, What's a hotel room going for in Kalispell right now? How much does a hotel room cost? I'll bet you the hotel rooms in Billings are going to get a little pricey this weekend with the big volleyball tournament going on, Volley Fest going on this weekend. But I wonder, what is a hotel room in Kalispell cost for a couple of nights this week? I'll bet you a bus pass would be a lot cheaper. I'll bet you a bus pass to Los Angeles would be a lot cheaper. That was a great point. I got a message from Bruce in Ennis, Montana. Earlier this morning, he saw the story on our Montana Talks website. Illegal aliens reportedly dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley. So I'm hoping we're able to get a phone call from Flathead County Sheriff, from the Flathead County Sheriff here later this morning, hopefully in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. We've got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. He's going to join us here in just a few minutes. You know, we do a monthly check-in with Don Kay, and we've offered up the same opportunity to the Montana Democrat Party as well. But Don Kay is the chairman of the Montana GOP. He comes on, takes your phone calls and more. He'll be with us in just a few minutes. But I'm hoping in the 9 o'clock hour that the Flathead County Sheriff will join us, because if you heard me mention this yesterday on the show, in this 8 o'clock hour of the program, I told you, I said, hey, we may be getting a phone call. And but he wasn't able to call in yesterday because he was busy dealing with this situation at hand. But I'm hoping he can call in later today. But when I told you that I had a credible report from a source in the Kalispell city government that illegal aliens from Venezuela were dumped in Kalispell earlier this week, Sheriff Haino had confirmed that. He confirmed that with me, but I was waiting for him to call in to talk more about it. Before, and to get more details first, right? Because, you know, it's easy to throw out, you know, hey, I think this happened, I think that happened, but it's much better to have actual facts and information, and that's what we now have. So here's the statement. Well, first off, here's the news. Congressman Ryan Zinke said this yesterday afternoon. According to the Flathead County Sheriff, a group of illegal immigrants from Venezuela contacted the sheriff's office seeking accommodations on the evening of May 1st. It's now May 3rd. So when I told you about this story yesterday morning, yeah, I heard about this on May 1st when this happened. Like some of the other 7.3 million illegal immigrants who passed through Joe Biden's open southern border, they were apparently given a plane ticket to New York before being transported to Kalispell. Unprompted by local law enforcement, a dark money nonprofit organization called Valley Neighbors picked up the illegal immigrants and provided hotel arrangements in Kalispell. So apparently there is a dark money nonprofit organization in Kalispell called Valley Neighbors, which is aiding and abetting criminal illegal aliens. I wonder if they can be held accountable. So a dark money nonprofit organization called Valley Neighbors is supporting a human trafficking operation. They are trafficking illegal aliens right here in our own communities. According to this this report here by Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, Congressman Zinke said this, quote, "The only way an illegal immigrant from South America ends up in Montana is if a nonprofit connected with the Biden administration moves them there. They didn't walk across to BAB. Montana law enforcement, schools, hospitals, and safety nets are being stressed to their max because of the Biden border crisis." Congressman Zinke says, "I'm in contact with local law enforcement, county commissioners, and the attorney general, and will do anything in my power to protect Montanans." Government-funded organizations complaining about drug overdoses and human trafficking fail to recognize it is their own fault when they are flying illegal immigrants tied in with cartels and coyotes. It's a national security risk. It's unacceptable and absolutely needs to end now. Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell said, quote, "This instance is not unique. It is a continuation of a trend that has increased in both frequency and intensity over the last 2 years. Flathead County does not have the resources of large sanctuary cities and cannot sustain the volume of people coming in illegally. We cannot feed, house, or facilitate the transportation for these individuals. Why they are being sent to Kalispell at all is beyond me. And then here's the quote from the sheriff, from Flathead County Sheriff Brian Hano. I think we're being targeted. This is just one example of the increase Flathead County Sheriff's Office has seen with individuals who have no residency status in the U.S. My job, my priority, is the people of the community that I was elected to protect. We don't have the budget to keep up with the needs that come along with the growing undocumented population, and we don't have the resources to hold them accountable to our laws. My worry is that our ability to protect the citizens of Flathead County will be limited by the strain of the undocumented population. So that was the quote from the Flathead County Sheriff. Cynthia in Columbia Falls, before we go to the break, what did you want to share? About less than a minute to go here.
Well, I'm going to keep everything kind of under the radar here because I don't want to lose my job just in case somebody. So anyway, we had them bring in a person into our office. And, you know, they were treated with respect and they were treated and left. And then I got a complaint. There was a complaint made that I was rude and not very nice to this person. And guess who? This person who made all of these complaints, which I debunked, even...
Was it one of the illegal aliens that was complaining about you?
Yes. And
really?
It was Valley... Well, it was somebody from Valley Neighbors.
Somebody from Valley Neighbors was complaining because
yes,
they didn't think you were nice enough to somebody who broke into this country illegally. Crazy.
I'm Sam Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Just before voting on the final version of the foreign aid package recently, the Senate paused to observe a milestone. Senators recognized GOP Maine Senator Susan Collins for casting her 9,000th straight vote. Collins has never missed a vote since joining the Senate in 1997. Collins is practically the Cal Ripken of the Senate. She became the first senator in U.S. history to have cast that many votes without ever having missed one in her career. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noted that not even freshman senators in office today have an unbroken voting streak. Late Democratic Wisconsin Senator William Proxmire is the only senator who has a vote streak longer than 9,000 votes. Proxmire, who was first elected in 1957, had an uninterrupted streak of 10,252 votes between 1966 and 1988, but he missed votes earlier in his tenure. GOP Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has the third longest voting streak. He cast more than 8,900 consecutive votes between 1993 and 2020. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party, with us. You know, we catch up with Don Kay once a month, you know, do a check-in. He joins us on the show. We talk about the elections, the big issues of the day, take your phone calls and more. And again, we've offered up the same opportunity to the Montana Democrat Party, but they don't like to take your phone calls. They don't like to be held accountable by everyday good old Montana folks. Real quick, yeah, I was able to catch up with Cynthia in Columbia Falls a little bit more during the break there. And yeah, what she says is this group, Valley Neighbors, this dark money nonprofit group that's trafficking illegal aliens into the Flathead Valley, apparently, that they brought one of these individuals to where she works. And she said she was polite, respectful, and yet somebody from Valley Neighbors started lodging false complaints against her, claiming that she wasn't nice enough to these people that came to this country illegally. Wow. Anyway, let's jump right into it. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. Don, great to have you on this morning. Thanks for freeing up some of your time.
Oh, you bet. Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, Montana. You know, I really can't even believe it's already May, and we're basically a month away from this primary election that we've got coming up. And, you know, the MTGOP is really fired up for this election and ready to elect Republicans up and down the ballot, you know. And the stuff like you guys were talking about with Valley Neighbors, you know, we really have to get out there and get the job done this coming election. You know, the Democrats have just gone crazy. They're pouring people in here now. This thing with the Valley Neighbors, done a little research on it, and apparently the person at the head of it is also the head of the Democrat party here in Flathead County. So kind of interesting how that all is working. So we're keeping an eye on them. But I got to tell you, the Democrats are going crazy. You know, can we talk a little bit about what this Montana Supreme Court decision that this week that came out enabling men in women's sports?
Yeah, I mean, God said, pick your crazy, right? There's all sorts of crazy topics we can cover this morning. But yeah, let's start with the let's start with the Montana Supreme Court. I do want to come back to this illegal immigrant story in the Flathead because, yeah, that's outrageous. Well, what you just shared, actually, real quick before we move on, what you just shared about the head of the Flathead County Democrats also apparently being a leader of this dark money nonprofit group that is trafficking these illegal aliens into the Flathead Valley, that is consistent with the report that I got from a, let's just say, a source in the Kalispell City government, because what my source told me initially is that, yeah, local Flathead County Democrats were the ones who were trafficking these illegal aliens into Kalispell and trying to drop them on the sheriff's doorstep. And so that's just outrageous. I mean, they should be joining us. This should be a bipartisan deal, standing up to this illegal immigrant invasion in this country. But not only do they support, you know, Joe Biden and John Tester's open borders policies, but they are literally, not just figuratively, they are literally trafficking in the very illegal aliens that Joe Biden and John Tester's policies are allowing into this country in the first place. That's outrageous.
Yeah, it really is. And the Democrats do have their fingers all over all this stuff that's going on, as you just mentioned, and the research that we've been able to do on it. It's very interesting that John Tester has an ad out right now that basically says that, you know, I'm working with Republicans to close the border. But the truth is, it's so far from the truth. You know, he voted against the Lincoln-Riley Act. He voted against all this, things to close the border. He's been with Biden lockstep. And so we really just need to make sure that we get this word out, and I appreciate your forum here, that the Democrats are really for open borders. They have their agenda. I don't know what they're, you know, doing. Are they registering, trying to register these voters? What are they doing? Why are they so, hell bent on doing this, dropping these people, into communities like Kalispell? Why are they doing this? What's their motives? It's very, very interesting to me. I mean, again, we have no problem with, people coming into our country legally, and you know, we have a process for that. But the way they're doing it, the way the Democrat Party is doing it right now is inconscionable, and it should be stopped.
Yeah, it's they need to be immediately held accountable. You know, Don Kay, the other thing that I thought was interesting, so I shared this news yesterday afternoon. Was there anything in the local papers in Kalispell? I checked the Daily Interlakes website. I checked the Flathead Beacon's website. I checked the KPAX/KAJTV website. Not one mention on any of their websites. Now, that was earlier this morning. Maybe something's gotten posted in the meantime. But none of them thought that this was worth covering, apparently, even though it is a major news story. And I think it's pretty clear why. It's because they don't want to cover this major news story because they are covering for John Tester. They know that by covering this news is bad news for liberal Senator John Tester, and the fake news media is just in the back pocket of John Tester, unfortunately.
Yeah, it couldn't be so true, what you were just saying there, Aaron. You know, it's like I said, they have their agenda. We know what it is. What we have to do as Republicans is return fire And basically what that means is to organizing and getting out to vote and talking to our neighbors and volunteering to get Republicans elected, because this is the only way this thing is going to stop. We have to take back the White House. We have to take back the U.S. Senate. We need to keep the House of Representatives. And a lot of these races run through Montana, Aaron.
That's right, including the most important U.S. Senate race right here in Montana. We can bring this nonsense to a halt by getting rid of liberal Senator John Tester and getting Trump back in the White House. All right, Don Kay, hold that thought. Of course, we're taking your phone calls as well. If you have a quick question or comment, want to jump in on the conversation, 294-0970. Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell on the phone lines right now. And heck, Randy, if you want to call back in the 9 o'clock hour, I'd love to chat with you for a little bit more of an extended time, but definitely want to sneak you on right now. What did you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I had a few minutes here, Aaron, where just wanted to brief our folks about what the county commissioner's involvement has been in this. But about the 10 o'clock Thursday night, I got a call from Congressman Zinke's office, and we kind of engaged then about this. That's the first we heard about it, and then I got a call from the sheriff's office and the mayor, and then yesterday the governor's office got involved in this. And we are actively looking for a solution in this, even though it's a federal responsibility. It's the president's responsibility. The impact is here, and it's right here in the Flathead, and it's certainly hitting Montana. What we're looking at, you know, our primary responsibility is, as commissioners across the state, is public safety. And this is impacting us because now we're committing our deputies to dealing with this while they need to be out catching bad guys out on the road. And the president's lack of responsibility in this is just appalling. And that, you know, so now in the Flathead, we're seeing it firsthand and how his not only refusal to enforce the law, but in fact he's choosing to break the law is hitting us hard, and we don't have the resources. And as Sheriff Hanel was talking, we don't have the resources to deal with this. We're not prepared for it, and all the impacts are caused by the federal government. And yet there is no tool for us to manage what they're causing. And it's incredibly frustrating.
And they will fight you every step of the way if you try to use official resources to round up, detain, and deport these individuals. I'll tell you what, Commissioner Brodell, if you can I'm going to throw you on hold. If you can you chat with our producer, Travis, or can you call us back on this same number in the 9 o'clock hour of the show? Because I definitely want to get more of your thoughts on this, because, you know, a lot of our listeners are asking the question, well, okay, what can we do about it? Let's get something done. Let's see some action right now. Is it a bus pass to L.A.? Get them out of here. Is it, rally the troops, go in, detain, and deport these folks? But, of course, the Biden administration and John Tester will fight us every step of the way on that front. Commissioner, if you can call back later, that would be great. Back to Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. Man, we heard it there. I mean, we've got commissioners and sheriffs here that want to stand up for us, and Joe Biden and John Tester will try to block us every step of the way.
Well, that's right. You know, it's really I feel for the people too that get thrown around on this. You know, that they're coming up here, they are illegal. Individuals could be very nice people, and they could be criminals too. We don't know. And that's the problem with this. That's why we have to have a legal process that President Trump supports, that Steve Daines supports, that Ryan Zinke supports, that Matt Rosendale supports, and all our elected officials on the Republican side up and down, you know, the governor, et cetera. We just need to elect these people, because this is the people who are going to fight back for us. You know, we need to find solutions for this. And, you know, what they're doing to, you know, if you really think about it, what the Democrats are doing to these people, these poor people that they've shipped up here with no home, no opportunity to, you know, anybody to help them or what have you. And they don't have any place to go. and they're just shipping them into these areas.
Creating a humanitarian crisis and then piling on to problems in our own communities. Hold that thought. Quick break.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Finally, President Biden yesterday spoke out against the violent student protests. I've been saying this for a couple of weeks, but now he was under pressure from the media, from his own party, and added an unscheduled speech. Destroying property is not peaceful protest, said the president. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. There should be no place on any campus, no place in America for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. Now, was that so hard? Why could he not have said that a week ago, days ago? At the same time, every time you mention anti-Semitism, do you have to then throw in Islamophobia and discrimination against Palestinians and others? Well, at least he said it. He tried to be balanced, and finally, he found his voice. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, thanks to Bob Heron for sending me a message there during the break. He says, the Daily Interlake did have a story on the front page today. That's why I'm glad I added that caveat. I didn't see it on their website. Hopefully it was in their print edition. But it looks like it is on their website now. Arrival of migrant family in Kalispell spurs concerns from Montana politicians. It should spur concerns from all of us, not just of course Montana politicians. But anyway, let me give a quick scan on this one here to see if it's got. Let's see. The family crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and were flown to New York and then from New York to Kalispell, according to the sheriff here. After first trying to find lodging at an area homeless shelter and having been turned away, they ended up in the lobby of the sheriff's office. So, boy, you know, it's almost as if the Democrats want to build more homeless shelters so they can house more illegal aliens that they're sneaking into this country. There's a perfect example of that, right? Let me see what else is in this deal here. The whole story that was on our Montana Talks website yesterday afternoon. One other thing I wanted to share. Oh, Richard and Jordan just popped into our studios and said hi. That was great. Great to see Richard and Jordan, a fellow Army veteran. Always good to get his phone calls. So I got to say hi to him during the break here. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, Richard from Jordan had a great idea he just shared with me as well. And I've tried to get Admiral Ronnie Jackson, now Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson, on this show before. But Don, maybe you can make this work. I agree with Richard. He wants Admiral Ronnie Jackson to join us on the radio to tell his story about how John Tester, you know, lied about Admiral Jackson and trashed Admiral Ronnie Jackson. And then I said, well, better yet, get him to Montana. Let's do an event here in Montana with Ronnie Jackson. What do you think?
Oh, I think that'd be a great idea. You know, the sins of our senator are many, and that is one that gets unspoken sometimes. Been a while since that happened, but it's so true. And yeah, we'd love to have Ronnie Jackson out here.
Yeah, and then of course now, just like he lied about and tried to trash Admiral Ronnie Jackson, he now tries to trash the service record of Lieutenant and Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy, the Republican U.S. Senate candidate here. Let's go to the Montana Supreme Court. I know you wanted to pivot to that a few minutes ago, but the Montana Supreme Court, I'm now referring to them as the lynch mob because this leftist candidate for Montana Supreme Court, Lynch is his name, he came out and said it openly that he thinks that the judiciary is there to bring a stop to the elected lawmakers in the state legislature. I mean, I can't believe he had the audacity to outright say it openly what they're trying to do.
Well, unfortunately, when people get that much power or they perceive as power, it can be very dangerous. And right now, Montana's court is out of control. And more importantly, just like liberal John Tester, they're out of touch with the rest of Montana. You know, the fact that the Montana Supreme Court is enabling men in women's sports just proves that the left is undermining the integrity of women's sports. You know, the decision degrades and humiliates female athletes who have trained and worked hard to excel in their sports. Girls and women should compete against each other, as it's always been, because they are genetically different, not against boys and men. They just have men have a big, big advantage. And who remembers just a couple of weeks ago when we just mentioned John Tester voted to let men compete in girls' sports? You know, what kind of a dirt farmer thinks men should be competing against our daughters, granddaughters, and change in their school locker rooms? You know, we talked about that before. We need common sense. For as long as I've lived in Montana and in these great United States, boys are boys and girls are girls. Why are we changing from that? It's crazy.
Not to mention
that the courts are also trying to seize power that doesn't belong to them, like I said, and undermining our constitutional system of checks and balances. They're doing all the checks and balances. They want all the power, and that's not right.
Don't finish your thought, and then I'll sneak in a caller. But I was going to ask you about this great column that you wrote for the Missoulian, but we'll get to that here in a couple minutes. But
yeah, so I just wanted to say that, you know, after all these recent Supreme Court decisions, it proves yet again that Montana Supreme Court is just stacked with liberal activist judges who use their power to further the left political agenda, as you've already mentioned. And Aaron, both of us know that we need judges who will interpret the laws based on the Constitution and not rewrite them to serve the Democrat political interests.
That's right. Well, you made a great point, Don Kay, how the Democrats in the state legislature are refusing to do their jobs. They literally have walked off their jobs in the state legislature. You know, there's still interim committees that are holding meetings, and they're refusing to even show up. They're refusing to even participate. Well, why did you run for the legislature then? And you made a great point of how they're basically robbing their own voters of representation by refusing to participate in these interim committees. So we'll get to that here in a second. But first, let's sneak in another caller. Alan in Billings, thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Well, it's just more of the same. When you look at it, everything that was good and familiar and worthwhile in our past, our present, and our future, one way or another, has been attacked, weakened, and people are demoralized and having a much harder time. And whether they're bringing in people from Venezuela or the border, it's all the same. They want to take down this country and just have total control. I'm calling, though, about a radio and TV interview that Glenn Beck did with Million Voices CEO John Graves. And I think it's very important because it allows people to be able to have their voices heard.
And what does it basically say? Like, what is Million Voices all about?
It's actually an organization that empowers people to speak up and help the representatives and the government make the changes that are important to us.
That's great. Yeah, we'll have to look into that some more. Thanks for the tip on that. Thanks for the lead on that one. Alan, thanks for the call. All right, a couple minutes before we get to our next break here. Don Kay, you know, I think Alan hit on something that, you know, we talk about all the craziness that it's kind of more of the same of what we've seen of the last 3 years of Biden Tester, where they want to overthrow everything. They want to disrupt everything.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. They really do. You know, they keep putting the lumps on the head of the United States of America. You know, open borders, inflation, crazy, you know, Supreme Court here in Montana, anti-Semitic students on campus that are raising John Tester signs at the same time. They're all in the same group here, you know. They're pro-Hamas. I mean, how can you do that? I mean, they've completely gone so far to the left, you know, that they've left a lot of the United States, and especially the great state of Montana. It's just, it's really sad. You know, you talked about the Democrats walking off the job. It's all about their agenda. They don't even want to have, you know, input into these things. They're just going to protest. I'm just not going to show up, so I'm just going to protest. Everything with them is a protest rather than sitting down and letting their voice be heard, because the Democrats might be a supermajority, but they do have a voice in our system of government. And when they don't show up, that voice isn't there. Like I said, they're disingenuous to the people that put them there in these seats from Missoula or Butte or where have you. But, you know, it's really sad that the Democrat Party has gone that far to the left.
Yeah,
and it's the arrogance right now is the MTGOP,
and it's the arrogance where they know they don't have to participate in the legislative process. They can ignore interim committee hearings and more, and then they can just sit back and let their lynch mob on the Montana Supreme Court throw out whatever they want to throw out and put in place whatever they want to put in place, which is all the more reason we got to reject this guy Lynch and his lynch mob. And stand up for Judge Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson for the Montana Supreme Court, if you ask me. And I know Don Kay agrees. All right, stand by. Another quick break. The pro-Hamas supporters were also Tester supporters. That next.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
An Iranian college is now offering free tuition to U.S. students that are expelled for taking part in anti-Israel protests. Maybe this is a good thing. I actually hope they take them up on the offer. And then maybe they'll learn a thing or two about what life is like for students their age on college campuses in Iran. Because guess what? They're not going to be having any protests against the president of Iran or the Ayatollahs or the mullahs, because if they do, the penalty will be swift and it'll be severe. And by the way, if you're a woman, you better cover up, because otherwise you might be beaten. If you're a member of the LGBTQ community, you better be careful not to be exposed, because if you are, they will murder you.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9862. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9862. That's 800-575-9862. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Quietly and remarkably, the U.S. economy has come to dominate global growth. The dollar is strong, unemployment rates are low, and economic output has been, until the most recent quarter, above trend. It certainly sounds like a good news story, but as Wall Street Journal columnist Gregory Ip recently wrote, it's not good news if it's occurring for the wrong reasons. The growth differential between the U.S. and Europe has persisted for long enough to produce some astounding differences. In terms of output per capita, the U.S. is now 56% richer than the stagnant German economy. Our economy now accounts for 26.3% of global output, up from 24% in 2022. So then why are we spending and borrowing in government, as if the economy was in the tank. The current administration and Congress can't stop spending money on everything from green energy to student loan cancellation, a vigorous stimulus that currently high inflation and low unemployment rates can in no way justify. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you on 250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah. Thanks again to Alan and Billings for calling in. He mentioned this Glenn Beck interview about Million Voices. And so, Don Kay, basically Million Voices, not only are they trying to encourage people to get registered to vote and get their friends to register to vote, but they're also focused on election integrity. I know that's something you wanted to talk about today as well, about the Montana GOP's election integrity efforts.
Yeah, I do. You know, first off, I want to talk about getting involved in the election. You know, for the folks listening today that want to get involved in this year's elections, I want to encourage you to head to your MTGOP website, and that's mtgop.org, to learn more about volunteer opportunities. You know, by going door to door, speaking with voters in your neighborhood, making phone calls to voters for campaign headquarters, making phone calls to voters from home using an application on your phone, helping us collect petitions on various issues important to conservatives, Republicans, you know, helping register voters or even writing letters to the editor. You know, you can help us, all of you can help us ensure Republican victories. You know, another way of getting involved is to signing up to be a poll watcher, which we're going to have a election coming up we've talked about here in June where we can start, you know, honing our skills here. And speaking of election integrity, we are committed to training poll watchers to make them effective in their role. And we're currently conducting poll watcher training right now across the state and online. On primary election day, poll watchers will be able to contact us directly, and any potential issues can be examined and addressed during the election process. We're going to have a nice deal there. And we're working with elected officials, and we'll be monitoring the absentee ballots to ensure that ballots mailed out are going to registered voters and that the ballots received are legal ballots. We want to make sure of that. As you know, you have to sign on that. We want to check those signatures and make sure they're right. And I want to encourage you to make sure your signature is right. If your signature changed, go down to the election office and get your correct signature on there. We're also working with election officials and county central committees to ensure that Republican volunteers are trained and recruited to serve as election judges as well. You know, with these efforts, as well as a post-election audit, which we'll do, we can ensure that the ultimate result is what we all want, Democrat and Republican and nonpartisan and all Montanans, is an honest and a true vote. Once again, if you're interested to help fight for election integrity in Montana, you can sign up by going to protectthevote.com.
All right.
So I want to encourage everybody to get involved.
All right. Don Kay, chairman of the Montana GOP. By the way, the pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer protesters on the UM campus, there's documentation that the Montana GOP sent out via X. They have a tweet showing documentation that those are John Tester supporters out there as well with these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers. So check out the Montana GOP at X.com. You can see that. I think I shared it as well. Yeah, Don, thanks for your time. Let me see. I want to sneak in one more caller. Let's see. Grandpa Lou in Billings. What did you want to share real quick? We're almost out of time.
Hey, good morning. And I just want to say sympathy to my brother, Don. And please remember all those that are deployed today. And I want to do a special shout out to, I believe he's a sergeant now, Sergeant Cannon Cougar in the Marine Corps. And I believe he's over in the South China Sea somewhere. And, get involved. That's all I gotta say. Thank you and have a great day.
All right, you too, Grandpa Lou. Yeah, great to see you. And Don Kay again. Don Kay, thanks for your time. Appreciate it this morning.
Semper Fi, Lou. God bless Montana, and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, and I see we've got some soldiers from the RSG that are